The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com. All right, quitting time on your Friday, 5 o'clock. Congratulations, you have made it. Another weekend upon us, Easter weekend. It's Good Friday. And back with your top five at five, Reek.
No, I'll say that. Back with the top five at five, the Nature Boy. All right, thank you, Russell.
You don't get to call yourself the Nature Boy. If anybody's going to call you the Nature Boy, it's going to be us.
If anything, I put my Twitter name as the Nature Boy last week.
What do we do?
All right.
We read the stories, Reek.
Okay. Over to you, Nature Boy. Thank you, Russell. Number one, according to the NFL Network's Ian Rappaport, John Gruden and general manager Mike Mayock have sent their entire scouting staff home until after the draft. They cannot trust them. Seems like there's some Game of Thrones stuff going on over there, some power issues, but the Raiders will not have their entire scouting staff for the NFL draft. It'll just be Gruden and Mayock.
Complete disaster.
I don't know, man. It seems really weird. Why do they feel like they can't trust him? They feel like they're leaking, or they're just giving them
maybe leaking. But also, if they were leaking stuff, we would know that by now.
They don't
agree
with their assessments of,
I guess,
players and prospects.
I guess they're telling Gruden to draft the players that he doesn't want to draft. Which
Gruden
shocker.
Just wants to do it all himself.
Yeah, big
shocker. Every job. Yeah. Wants to do it himself.
All right, number two, Alabama coach Nicholas Saban. I don't know if that's his real name. He announced today that he is expected to have hip replacement surgery on Monday. The 67-year-old addressed what he had a bothersome hip after the spring game on Saturday. So he will be going under surgery on Monday.
Well, we wish him a very quick and speedy recovery.
Do we?
Roll down tide.
Well, that's not... most of the time now you get a hip replacement. I mean, he's not going to be running marathons anytime soon or anything.
But 2 days, huh?
Yeah, he'll be fine. Like, he's not going to miss much time.
I'll tease a walker for about a week.
All right, number three. Federal judge ruled on – well, they ruled this today. Arizona coach Sean Miller and LSU coach Will Wade will not have to testify in next week's federal trial into the gigantic college basketball corruption scandal. They were excluded. Because the prosecutors believe that testifying on these grounds would be considered irrelevant.
Yeah, I mean, it seems bizarre. And I don't know, are we disappointed that Will Wade is seemingly on the verge of keeping his job? Or is it kind of fun to have that guy in college basketball?
I think it's kind of fun
SEC.
To have that guy.
You kind of like it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, number four, a little bit of NCAA news. First off, the Division I Council has announced today that it has relaxed transfer rules for incoming freshman athletes in certain situations. These situations include those on teams that have made coaching changes. Incoming freshmen who enroll in summer school and that receive financial aid can transfer and play immediately without a waiver if their coach leaves prior to the first day of fall classes. Also, former Arkansas coach Mike Anderson has been hired as the next head coach of St. John's.
How about that?
Today.
That's going to be pretty wild to go from Arkansas to
a little bit of a different
culture shock, yeah. St. John's.
What did you get? Have you been following this weird Doug Gottlieb, Stephon Marbury feud?
No, because Doug Gottlieb to me, he's a thief. Once a thief, always a thief.
Yeah. He's a bag. He basically just said that it's a myth that New York City has ball players. And Stephon Marbury shot back at him. Was like, dude, do you remember how I used to do you dirty in front of your dad and all this stuff? Gottlieb was like, Gottlieb was like, dude, we only played together once. And actually, here's the box score. Like, he did it. Marbury kind of got shut down in the game. I don't know. It's weird, but it does make you think. I mean, maybe he has a point in that. We keep hearing about St. John's. Oh, Chris Mullin's going to be the coach now. Like, somebody's going to bring St. John's back. And at a certain point, I mean, when was the last time St. John's was relevant? Lou Carnesecca. Wow. Like, I mean, well, I remember they had who was that Felipe dude? Remember the guy who Felipe Lopez in like the mid '90s? He was the guy who's going to save.
I feel like you just made that name up.
No, you go back. I mean, he was on SI covers and stuff as like the next big thing. Like, he was LeBron before LeBron. And I think he was good at St. John's and played in the NBA, but he was never an elite-level all-star. But anyway, like, the point – are there enough players in New York City to sustain St. John's basketball or
no,
to even
– I think St. John's itself has enough cachet to – you would think to recruit enough out of the Northeast.
Yeah.
And Gottlieb's an idiot. He doesn't think there's ball players in New York.
Well,
a lot of them leave New York area to go play at other places. I can think of two we did pretty well with.
Yeah.
Two no of doubt. Rucker Park's finest.
If you want to see another good Twitter feud, go look up Dallas Braden and some ESPN analyst about bat flipping. It's very funny. all right, number five, U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents have recently intercepted illegal cargoes at the Port of Philadelphia. 314 counterfeit Bryce Harper Phillies jerseys have been snagged since opening day. These jerseys were dispatched from Hong Kong, and their value would have been $44,000. Now, this is really bad news for people like me.
You like to buy counterfeit jerseys?
Yes. A lot really? Of kids my age, college kids, high school kids, so many people my age buy their jerseys from China because they're so cheap, they're so realistic. They're right on the money, but looks like that could, looks like the Customs and Border Patrol agency is cracking down on that.
So can you tell the difference between like the,
yeah, really? I don't think you can tell the difference that well. Like I have a Dirk Nowitzki jersey, that was counterfeit. It's lasted me about 6 years now.
Does it look like the real thing? I mean, is it really close?
Absolutely.
The numbers sewn on and everything?
Yes, everything's sewn on. It has the patches. It has the Nike logo or Adidas or whatever it is. I think that the only thing is that the stitching obviously just is not as good quality.
So, like, how much stitching, how much did that one cost versus what the real one would have cost?
I think that one cost me $21 plus about 10 or 12 or so in shipping, and the real one's probably like 90.
See, I'm though, like, I like to get the real thing. I want to, you know, if it's me, I want to wear what the players are wearing, right?
Yeah.
Of course, Rick, being 22, is, you're almost too old for the jerseys. You're almost too old. I'll give you the jerseys for another 3 to 4 years.
No, you know what? I will
then
give
you
got to
shut it down.
Would you say, but when do you graduate?
This December.
December is where I'm giving you. Once you graduate college, you should not wear a jersey.
I don't really wear the jerseys like out and about while I'm running errands. Like, if I wear my jersey, like I wear my Stars jersey when I'm sitting at home with my roommates and we're watching the Stars and the Predators games. I just put it on, like, support my team, especially they're wearing the Predators jerseys.
Okay,
I feel like
Rick,
if it's in the comfort of your own house,
Reek,
you're fine.
Stop it.
Hey!
Reek.
Thank you very much, Nature Boy, for the top five at five. Great job. Thank you, Russell. All right, back to you.
What are you doing?
Like, this is how he acts when you're not here, and like I'm seriously have contemplated.
We're gonna have to rein him back in, man.
Leaving
it's getting
him
out of control.
Tied to a chair in the closet.
That's getting out of control.
Don't make us start treating you like Reek, Rick.
Root and stem.
Oh man, what was I gonna say?
I have no idea.
I had a point.
We were talking about jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
Ron Artest, another great New York City basketball guy.
Yeah, I mean, there have been lots of them. What was I going to say about the jerseys? I think here's what I think. I think you wear jerseys as long as you are younger than the person whose jersey you are wearing. I think it's weird if you're wearing the jersey of somebody who's, like, younger than you.
I just think that Luka Doncic. Jerseys just look weird on people. I just never.
I don't think they look weird. I just, there's something.
It's strange.
There's something unsettling about like a 44-year-old man wearing a LeBron jersey to a game. It's like, dude, like, I don't know. Is that just me? Is that? I feel like that's a good rule.
How many people?
Just
how
me?
Do you think? How many people at the station are jersey wearers?
I'm not a jersey guy. Don't have one.
Rick is a jersey guy.
Collins is a Jersey guy for sure.
Uh-huh. They might be the only two. None of the three. Not Hudson, maybe? I can see Davey Hudson rocking a jersey.
Dave, yeah.
Nate, definitely not a Jersey guy.
Huh.
I don't think Houston's. Chris? No.
Reed.
John Reed.
I can see him wearing a Titans jersey. I can see him strapping on a Mariota. McClure. I can see McClure wearing his jersey. Like his high school jersey.
That's almost worse than wearing somebody else's.
You think?
Yeah. Like clinging to your glory days.
Oh, yeah. He wears jerseys regularly to work.
Ben Lee might be a jersey guy. I could see him being a jersey guy.
Dying to call him by his new nickname.
Trey, definitely not jersey guy. We got two or three. We got two or three jersey guys around here.
Brackman? Is Brackman a jersey guy?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Definitely jersey guy.
Hey, I was going through my DVR last weekend, and I can't remember which game it is.
It was the Missouri game.
The Missouri game. And I had it, like, paused. Like, when I hit resume, like, 2 seconds later, Brackman pops up on my screen.
They just kept showing him that game. It was so weird. 865-546-8200. Let's grab a phone call from Roger. Hello, Roger.
Hey, guys. Hey, Russ. Hey, Bear. How y'all doing?
The Raj. Doing good, man. Happy Easter to you.
Well, to you, too. I come forward with happy to you. Happy to you, to y'all, too. Happy to y'all, to you, Bear, and to you, Russ, to y'all.
Appreciate it, Raj.
Sure. I just want to ask y'all about Schofield. I know. I just want to ask you about for the draft and the NBA. I just want to ask you about him. About I just want to ask you. With him, I know he played well this year. I just want to ask you. Hey, thank you. For you all. What do you feel like for him going to the draft? How far you think he's capable of going in the draft? Like,
the best case scenario, Roger, that I've seen is he's going at the – he'll probably go somewhere near the – if he goes in the first round, it'll be at the end of it or early second. Probably something real similar to Josh Richardson. Although I think he could end up in a really good situation because I think if it is like Josh Richardson where a solid team with – like the Heat were when they drafted Josh that he could end up in a really good situation and not go somewhere where they're going to – he's not going to be drafted by a team that's counting on him to play at an all-star level right off the bat. Okay. I think he'll have a chance to make a team.
Okay. Russell, how about you, Russell? About that, Russell?
No, I mean, I feel the same way. I think he's probably a guy who is going to get drafted in the second round, if I had to guess. And
I think he's going to go early first. Just a gut.
Okay.
Admiral Schofield is going to go early.
No. Sorry. Late first or early second.
I mean, I just think it's a matter of fit. You know, where do you go? Yeah. Do you go to a coaching staff that's, you know, nourishing and brings you along at the proper pace, lets you develop, gets you some minutes your rookie year? Or, you know, are you going to get stashed on a roster that doesn't really need you? And, you know, that it's all about fit. So I think he's going to get drafted somewhere, and then it's just about fit and making the team.
I fit that team, but team-wise, what team do you think fits me, for Aston Bear, or team-wise, you think?
I just don't know enough about the NBA to say. I mean,
yeah.
Trying to think. I don't know, Raj. I mean, it is a team that needs wing guys, that needs small forward types, the 3-and-D type guys. But I don't know enough about the roster to say where he would be a great fit.
It can be hard to know, you know, to know that. Bear, how about you, Bear?
He knows less about the league than I do.
It's not something I watch a lot of.
Raj, right, yeah. Thanks, though, man. Have yourself a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Is the stream down?
Yeah. Yes. Internet's out.
Yes. That was Trey Wallace calling to-
every day. Every day. Can we get, Barry's going to get the gerbil.
Oh,
the gerbil moving in the hamster wheel again here. So you can get the stream rolling again. I mean, Comcast.
I think you're supposed to count slowly.
Like, let's take a break. Let's take a break. The drive continues. Fan Run Radio coming up. More of your phone calls. Plus, we get inside the throne zone after this.
The Drive.
All right. We are back in the throne zone.
I got to get comfortable for the throne zone, Russ.
We want to pour you a glass of wine or something, some mead, a nice ale. Nice ale would be good in the throne zone.
Yeah, Dornish wine. Pulling through my teeth like Cersei Lannister.
All right. Episode 2, Sunday night at 9.
Cannot wait, Russell.
How many episodes are there?
Six.
Six total this season?
We'll be a third of the way through after Sunday.
Shut up. This is also
just say two sixths of the last short one. That sounds better than a third. That sounds like we got more.
I think we got like 58 minutes Sunday night. And then after that, they go to the long ones.
Okay. Predictions for episode 2. Let's go around the room here.
I mean, are Daenerys and Jon Snow going to have the talk?
I don't know if they're going to have the talk. It seems like something Jon might let linger for a little while before he brings it up.
He broods over it.
Yes.
He's very brooding, isn't he?
He might talk about it with like Bran or Sam a little bit more.
I don't think nobody's talking to Bran about anything right now, man. Dude's,
you don't think
so? He's creeping out.
He's going to...
I'm watching
he's gonna,
for a friend.
He's going to talk about it with Arya and Sansa, I think, first. And then I think they bring it out.
Well, once they learn that he is the true king, they will back him, right? Because Sansa already, I mean, Sansa and Dany have not exactly gotten off on the
foot. There's a brouhaha coming between those two.
I mean, see, we didn't really see the Mad King. These people have not forgotten about her old man. I mean, Jaime Lannister really did the world a favor.
Well, it did, I mean, he burned their uncle to death too.
Yeah.
Ned's brother.
And their grandfather.
Yeah. So, speaking of Jamie, what happens here?
He's going in a cell, it looks like.
He's in a tough spot.
Now, here's the question I had. Does Bran know it was him that pushed him out? Has he seen that in the visions?
He's the three-eyed raven. He knows everything.
Okay. Well, he didn't know that about Rhaegar and Lyanna. Sam had to clue him in on that one.
Okay, here's my question. Is Lannister the friend he referred to that he was waiting on, or is it Reek?
I thought he was talking about Sam, like, I've been waiting on you, an old friend. Like,
I took it as he was waiting on Jaime.
I took it that he was waiting on Theon.
Jaime seems like it makes most sense. Reek, if you want to jump in on this, feel free. No?
Who hates her nickname more?
He's really mad about this.
Reek, who's madder?
I finally got Rick IRL
Reek,
mad.
Reek or Hodor?
I finally got him IRL mad. Like, I think he might be madder about Reek than Hodor, because you have to understand, for Rick, he's gone from being the nature boy to Reek within the span of one show.
Look,
I mean, that is a drastic fall from grace.
Reek is so unfortunately and coincidentally close to Rick that's where a lot of the trouble stems.
That's what
from.
Makes it so good.
Because unlike Brandon, who never, you know, is like, give me a reason. Mine's like, oh, I know the reason. I know where it's coming from.
At least you accept it. What do you think? What's going to go down with Jaime?
I'm in the camp that Jaime, like, maybe tries to have a conversation about it, and Bran is like, "Hey, dude, I don't really care. We have an army of undead that's about to come get us, and I've seen it." Because that's exactly how we approached when Daenerys came for the first time.
See, he raises a great issue, because I really don't think Jon Snow cares either. They're coming. The people that have seen, there's a definite difference between the people in the show that have encountered the Night Walkers and that whole, all their whole army in those that haven't.
Well, they've all seen it, right? When they took
Sansa did, and a lot of the people in the north haven't.
But okay. I think that the when they showed the one White Walker to Cersei's and Daenerys, I think that is drastically differently than we have seen their entire army
with
in
the
cold
King.
With the Night King. With the dragons.
I got to geek out for a
this
second.
This is brutal.
They didn't show him a White Walker, Rick. That was just a white.
Oh.
And that's why I think that's why Jamie's up there. I mean, yeah, I mean he realizes
it,
how.
It was a bold move of him to go up there in the first place because he knows
he's going
to
keep his word.
I mean, Jamie's got it rough because, I mean, Danny doesn't like him. He killed her dad.
Her dad was insane.
It still doesn't change the fact that he killed her dad. So I'm sure she feels some kind of way about that.
I'll go ahead and say I'm a big Jaime Lannister fan.
I am too. I'm
like,
just saying.
Totally misunderstood.
I think we all like Jaime. Yeah.
The King Slayer. I mean, the fact that he's a Lannister does him no favors with Sansa and Arya.
It does him no favors with half of Westeros.
Yeah, I mean Tyrion's already on shaky footing up there, and now Jaime. It's going to be interesting to see how all that plays out.
Yeah, but what saves Tyrion is he treated. He treated Sansa real well.
Yeah, so she's going to go to bat for him. And John likes him too. So like he's okay, but the rest of like the North folk, the clansmen and whatnot, Lannister
always pays it.
They're not really into him. All right, meanwhile, down in King's Landing, Cersei continues to plot when she's not bawling Euron Greyjoy.
She really wanted those elephants.
I really wanted the elephants.
What do we think goes down with Cersei and the golden army?
The golden company.
The golden company.
I'm not sure, I'm kind of over there with Cody. I would really like, it wouldn't bother me at all if she ends up on the Iron Throne at the end of it all.
Yes, it would. Nobody's pulling for Cersei. Stop.
Cody says he is. He's like the only one.
He's just trying to be...
Edgy?
That guy, yeah.
Do you ready to see her get hers?
I don't. I mean, I know they'll show her. I don't know.
She's got one last just treacherous deed of evil left in her. Like somebody, she's
what
gonna
is
get.
It?
She's gonna kill somebody like
Tyrion,
Tyrion or Jaime or one of the Starks or so. Like some, she's gonna do something awful. Here's what I think is going to happen. Here's my thing. I think the battle is going to start at the end of this episode, and that'll be the cliffhanger going into episode 3, I think.
You know, in the teaser, it showed just the hoof
yeah.
of the White Walker, or the Night King's horse. I think that's where it's going to end this week.
I think, yeah, I think that we're going to see the very start of the battle. I think they're going to lose and retreat. I think they're going to go to the Iron Islands and regroup with what's her face, and I think they're going to go back there because they've said like the dead can't go across the water, right?
Well, I mean, the Night King can't. He's got a dragon.
That's true. Damn it! Dragons.
Theory.
Always add an element of intrigue to things. Okay, so I think they're going to lose the Battle of Winterfell, and then. They're going to be retreating and pinned back against King's Landing. I think everything's going to go down.
Between King's Landing and the Golden Company?
I think everything's going to go down at King's Landing eventually.
I think they're going to defeat the Night King up there. And then when they're all battered and beaten down, that's when Cersei's going to attack with the Golden Company.
I don't know. It just seems to me like the central conflict is with the White Walkers. I think that's how it ends is... Whatever happens with them, I think that's the ultimate battle. I don't think it's between the North and Cersei. Disagree?
Yeah.
I mean, I read something today, sent it to you all. I could kind of see it ending that way. Maybe they handle the White Walkers.
That's just silly. I thought that was the silliest thing. Out of all the silly rumor and
I hope that's the way it goes down. I'm not a big fan of Daenerys. I'm definitely in Jon's camp.
I could see her starting to turn. I could see that going south. but there's just so little time left in the, you know, to tie these things up. It's so hard whenever you have a big show like this, The Sopranos, Breaking Bad, with lots of subplots and storylines going on, and you have a finite number of episodes left and time is running out. It's just so hard to tie up all those loose ends in a satisfactory manner. There's going to be some element of the show that's disappointing. I think that
I feel like Breaking Bad did about the best job.
I think they did, but I think the ending of Game of Thrones is going to be controversial. I think there are going to be a lot of people who don't like it. Kind of like The Sopranos.
The Sopranos is one of the worst endings ever.
So what do we feel? Do you think we see the Night King in this episode? Because we didn't in the first.
Well, I don't know. Bear has me convinced that we're not going to see the battle in this episode, and that it's going to be just the beginning. It's going to end with the beginning of the battle.
Is this epic battle that they spent like 57 nights.
How do you know that?
Filming. What?
How do you know that?
They
pretty much said.
Yeah.
Like when you go on Wikipedia, like they don't even have the name of the next episode up.
I've read about 8,000 articles in the past 2 months.
I'm with Bear.
Read
it.
So the third episode 3 is the big battle.
With the army, the Night King's army.
Okay.
I mean, hell, they're like a day away from Winterfell right now, buddy.
Yeah.
They're coming. They're zombie giant.
It's going to be fun. All right, gentlemen, wrapping up the Throne Zone here.
I got one more what if for you.
All right.
What if when the Night King gets down there to Winterfell, he raises all the dead up?
Woo! Like just everybody who's ever died?
Like down in the crypt.
Like the dragon skeletons?
No.
Ned?
Oh.
Lyanna?
Well, Ned isn't actually, I don't think, because, I mean, his head was on a spike.
That's a good question. How dead
do you have to be?
how long dead can you be and still become a wight?
Burn you dead as fast as you can. Who says that? Jon Snow?
Lots of people say
Mance
that, Bear.
Raider.
All right, final question. Which Game of Thrones character would make the best SEC football coach?
Tormund or the Hound.
Fuck, just what we've got right now.
Out of ruthlessness?
I think Cersei Doing Lannister. What
it,
takes.
It might be Cersei.
Should be Nick Saban.
Just do whatever it takes by any means necessary.
Or Tywin.
Tywin would be, yeah.
Tywin would have been a very... He would have been a Saban-esque kind of figure, I feel like. Who would Pruitt be?
The Hound. Or Illyn.
Yeah, you know, it looks like the executioner they had posted up during the Battle of the Blackwater to keep all the women in their
room.
Yeah,
Sir Illyn.
Yeah. Sir Illyn Payne, is that the guy?
I think so, yeah. Doesn't have a tongue.
All right, gentlemen. Enjoy the episode.
Woo!
Game of Thrones.
We didn't get the message during the last one because you were... Nobody wanted to... Well, we didn't. I guess we just didn't. Because you were sick.
Yeah, I was messed up. So we'll be back Monday with the Throne Zone as well in hour number 3.
Is that who I think?
That's Lucas Panzeca out in
He's
the lobby.
He's in the building?
Yeah.
Lucas Panzeca making his presence felt.
Dixon County superstar.
Bring him in here when we continue next. It's The Drive, Fox Sports Knoxville, Fan Run Radio.
The Drive's podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com.
Becky Loves Dogs says Lady Olenna for an SEC football coach. Takes
Ooh.
No poop, good at telling people what to do, and vindictive as hell.
She played the game as good as anybody.
She did. She did. Had the probably one of the most honorable deaths, spoiler alert. And hold on, Lucas. I want to talk to you, too. Yeah, she'd be a good one. She even got a last like parting shot out as she.
I can't. One of my favorite lines in the entire show is one of hers.
He really was a. Wasn't he?
Wasn't that King Joffrey's sword? What did he call it? Widow's Wail.
Lucas Panzeca, former fan run personality who's made good. He's out. Are you like running a station out there in the mid-state somewhere, basically?
Music director, general manager is my new business.
General manager?
Yeah. No, not at all.
Music director?
So that means you can do whatever you want.
It's a country station, so I'm still getting used to that part of it. But
yeah. What kind of, like, bro country or like classic country?
Little bit of everything.
Okay.
But it's not, Garth?
Do what? Yeah, there is some Garth on there. I think I heard the thunder rolling in the other day.
Are you playing the new, what's the thunder new song that everybody hates? The
We don't play Old Town Road. No,
you got to put that on just to see.
Yeah,
what
I know. I think it's in the Billboard as a country, but there's some like that make you want to blow your brains out. Like anything by Thomas Rhett that comes along is just terrible.
He's horrible.
But when I'm in there, I'll try to hijack it a little bit and throw in some Dolly or Johnny Cash or something like that.
Yeah, try get the good stuff in there. And you're doing a lot of sports, high school play by play, and you get to cover the Titans and some SEC stuff as well, some Tennessee games.
Yeah, we're a Titans radio station and Vol Network, so that's pretty much involves that coverage. And then right now it's high school baseball, softball, which isn't the most exciting thing in the world, but it's been an experience though.
Well, congratulations. I mean, you graduated school and you're gainfully employed. I mean, I'd imagine there are probably folks you graduated with who are not.
Yeah, but no, it's been fun. I miss it over here. I was glad to get Good Friday off to pop over here real quick. But yeah, it's been good though. Football season just can't get here fast enough. Summer is an abyss.
What is the buzz like around Nashville concerning the Titans? The schedule just came out. Is it just kind of like, well, we'll go as far as Mariota can take us if he can stay healthy? I mean, is it that simple?
With the schedule, kind of disappointment, right? I mean,
lame home schedule.
It's
except
super
for the Saints
lame
at the very end.
And one prime time, and it's the Jags on Thursday night. I mean, come
it'll
on.
It'll be a
that's
color
it
rush game, won't it?
Oh, yeah. You bet it'll be a color rush
game.
Well,
it's not a sexy schedule, but
not at
it
all
should be manageable. I mean, sometimes that's good, right?
The sexiest thing about the schedule might be going to the Browns for week one, because everybody's going to have their eyes on the Browns in that game. But
well, that's a huge game, man.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if you win it, that's a good statement win right out the top.
People are just in draft mode, though. I mean, the stage, just driving by the stage, looks like it takes up two blocks width by itself. I mean, it's just.
Is it going to be down there at the base of Broadway,
yeah,
at the river?
First and Broadway, yeah, with the river right behind the stage. And if the Preds advance, which is not a sure thing by any means right now, but if they advance, they'll probably have a home game the Friday of the draft. Jimmy Buffett's playing in Bridgestone on Saturday of the draft. Just a black hole is just going to envelop Nashville with all those people in there.
Unbelievable.
Buffett's still touring?
Do what?
Buffett?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be a packed house in Bridgestone Arena.
I mean, Buffett's going to go the Willie Nelson route and just tour until
he's 100
grade,
years
right?
old.
Yeah. What are the Titans going to do in the draft? Where do they draft?
I don't think I've ever seen so many different mocks to projecting so many different positions to the Titans with the 19 pick. You've seen edge rusher, you've seen wide receiver, interior offensive line, interior defensive line. I think they would go interior offensive line with Garrett Bradbury if he's really a day one starter. That would just be my personal draft crush. But I think at some point they just take the best player available, right? No matter.
Do they draft a quarterback?
In the way later rounds. I don't know. I'd be surprised, but maybe in like the sixth round. They don't have a seventh round pick, so maybe the fifth or sixth round. It would depend how the rest of it goes. I don't know. I have a feeling this draft's just going to be wild. I don't know why. I think there's just going to be chaos right off the top.
The Preds are kind of that was ugly the other night, man.
It's so funny seeing the mood shift with every game. Because game one, it was just disaster. Like they've never lost game one of a series and then gone on to win that series. They're like 0-9 in the playoffs. And then winning game two and three, it was like, okay, all right, thank God. All right, we're winning
back
5. Get out of here. Yeah, and then that other night when, I mean, my goodness, that 5-1, 4-0 in like the first 10 minutes. And now everybody's all back down on they might win this thing If they lose on Saturday, no, not many people will have much hope. I know Rick is. Rick, can you name two Dallas Stars players?
Can he really?
Sagan Bent.
He could just be making.
Yeah, he could just be. I shouldn't have asked that.
Ben Bishop.
All right, good stuff, Lucas. Good to see you, my man. Good to hear you're doing well. Are you watching Game of Thrones?
Oh yeah,
really?
Absolutely. I need to rewatch the episode. I binged the entire thing just as my rewatch. I forgot everything.
Yeah,
I was just season three watching. I just totally forgot that happened. So I needed the binge watch. It was like under 2 months that I got it done.
No, I had the same thing. I watched and I was like, man, there are some scenes I don't even remember.
Yeah, I didn't remember where anyone was at the end of season seven. So I'm glad I did that. But yeah, I need to rewatch the premiere. But fun things in store.
Is this the year Liverpool finally wins the Premier League?
I haven't been watching. I'm ashamed to say I haven't been watching nearly as much as I probably should be. Looks like it. Some crazy stuff in Champions League this week. Crazy stuff.
Do those guys sound like the Beatles, the announcers for Liverpool?
Well, I don't know what they're – do they have, like, radio announcers hometown, like
I would think so. The coverage for – at least for Champions League is part of the reason why I'm just not watching it. To me, it's been terrible.
The TNT stuff.
Oh, my God. BR Live is – there was one game with Stuart Holden did it with Steve Nash, and they were the two. And it was a Tottenham game, and Steve Nash is like an outspoken Tottenham fan. So he's like basically cheering for
on
him.
TNT.
It was a group. I think it was a group match. Yeah, but it was, oh my God, it was a nightmare. I couldn't bear it. Yeah, I missed the Fox Sports coverage, but.
I didn't think Fox Sports was that good, but. I haven't been able to watch it because we're always on the air.
It's been a step up from the. But my first time in the new and improved Fox Sports Knoxville studio, so
digs.
I was blown away. That table out there in the lobby.
That's a nice piece of furniture right there.
Yeah. I don't know where Nate found that, but that's awesome. And then here is just, this is crazy. I mean, you guys waited for me to bolt and then put all this stuff in.
I don't like it. Out of here. Let's take it to the next level.
I don't like it at all.
No? What would you change?
I'd go back to the way it was.
Very intimate.
Yeah.
Bear's one of these just go back to the way it was. That's his general philosophy in life.
I've got like 18 cameras pointing at me right
now. I mean, but Rick went from just posting a podcast every day, and now he's over there like a SEC network director flipping cameras. And do you have instant replay on that thing?
By the way, it's reek now.
Yeah, I heard that coming in, actually. That's good.
All right, Lucas, good to see you, my man. We'll take a quick break. The shocking conclusion of the drive coming up. Speak now, forever hold your peace. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. We're back with more right after this.
The Drive.
So we began the show on a high note. Bear was all kinds of fired up. We had a great debate in the annex here at Fan Run Radio about
it'll go down in the annals.
Ice.
Yeah.
Bear also, we dropped this before, and people have reminded us there was a bear-related incident in public earlier today. Bear went full bear, evidently. And now I've not heard this story. Brandon, have you heard this story?
No.
You're not here before me.
No.
All right. So all I know is it happened at a local sandwich shop. What happened?
Okay, so I go in there. I was running a little bit late today. You know, I like to get over here and chew the fat with you guys before we go on the air. We have a little our version of a production meeting. Mm-hmm. We basically make fun of each other for about an hour. So I go in there, and there's one person in front of me, and there's one employee behind the counter.
Now, let me – because I know where you went in this place, because I've had – you go in that place, it's going to be a while, man.
That particular one?
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of this.
Okay.
But there was an employee who I later found out was on her third day with the company.
Yeah.
Was just staring at a computer screen. I don't know what the hell she was doing.
Those computer screens are tough, man.
No, they're not. That stuff is laid out on like a fourth grade level. For people to work, it's a touch.
I worked
screen.
At Quiznos. I had a lot of trouble. See, I'm not just I'm a people person. I'm not a machine person. I interact with the people, but when you have to press the buttons, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So anyhow, I mean, it's like 5 minutes goes by, and I kind of not notice because I haven't had a chance to look at Twitter or online. I figure, you know, I'll kill some time. I'll catch up, see if there's any big sports stories today. I look up after about 5 minutes. She's still over there at that computer, man. This guy's in front of me.
So, like, he hasn't ordered yet?
He hasn't ordered a thing.
And there's only one person, and she's just sitting there staring at the screen? She hasn't said anything?
And then another 3 minutes goes by, and I thought about saying something then, but I thought, you know what, man? It's Good Friday. I'm in a good mood. I'm going to go hang out with my boys.
I mean, at that point, I would have just left.
Well, that's what I did. I went outside, opened my car door, sat down in the driver's seat, and then I looked through the window, and she's left the computer screen. And she's – now I'm looking at my watch. It's like 10 after 2. So I'm like, okay, she's going to do the orders now. So I walk back in. The guy in front of me used to work there. So while he has to explain to her to make whatever kind of weird wrap it was he wanted. So that's another 5 minutes. And then they just keep talking.
Oh, man, that's the worst. When people talk.
She doesn't know what she's doing. And she piles on like five times the amount of stuff she's supposed to in this wrap. And then she can't wrap it. It's like too much stuff. I'm thinking,
can't physically close the sandwich?
No, it's too much
it's
stuff.
It's a wrap.
She can't like wrap it up.
Oh.
They have the wraps.
So I'm thinking this guy's going to say something to her, and I'm going to lose my mind when she has to start this thing over. And you know me, I'm itching to say something to her. I'm itching to give her some direction, like, hey, that's not going to work. And he's talking to her, but you know this person, you know that person. So they get on over to the cash register, and now I'm pot committed. It's 2:15.
Yeah,
I can't go anywhere.
You've been there
for
like 20 minutes already. I mean, you can't, at that point, you're in it for the long haul.
Yeah, if I don't get my sandwich from there, I'm coming to work hungry today. Not a good idea. So they get over there, and she slowly bags his crap up. They're still talking. He pays. They're still talking. Everything's done. Still talking. And that's when I finally said something. And all the air got sucked out of the room. I was like,
did you go off? Or?
I was like, hey, I got to be at work soon. Any chance I get you to make my sandwich? Or do I just need to go ahead and take off? Are y'all done talking?
That's how you said it?
Yeah.
That's okay. What did they say?
She looked like I'd slapped her across the face. And then the guy shot me a look. I was getting ready to tell him to go to hell. So then she comes over there. So I got to explain to her how to make a sandwich that you should know how to make.
What?
And like I had to stop her. I was like, no, turkey does not go on my sandwich.
What kind of sandwich?
I can't say because that'll give away where
so
this
you
place
just had
is
to,
at.
You just had to walk her through it. I mean, did you get your sandwich or not, big dog?
Yeah. After 25 minutes, I got my sandwich. Then I had to wolf it down. It was a completely crappy sandwich because it had too much of one thing, not enough of another.
Even though you're giving her direction?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's you giving her bad direction.
I said a little bit of onion, not a handful.
Okay. Okay.
You know? I mean, it was a 7-minute ordeal to try and get her to make my sandwich right.
Brandon, where do we rate this on the Bear public freakout stories? I feel like the payoff wasn't as good. It lacked the confrontational element. There wasn't.
I didn't throw anything.
There was no violence. There was no being asked to leave or anything. I feel like this is just a standard dissatisfied. I mean, we've all been there, right? You go to the fast food or something, and like you don't get quality service. I feel like the payoff was lacking a little bit.
Yeah, it was a little disappointing. I was expecting it to be better. I was expecting Bear to kind of pick somebody up by the throat and strangle.
Oh, yeah. Is it like there's hurt feelings? Somebody's crying at one point.
The girl behind the register?
Yeah. Something is thrown. And a transaction is refused. He refuses to pay for something. There's yelling, screaming at some point, and a door slamming. always got to end with a door slam, and then like a permanent lifetime ban is usually how those stories play out. I got to say, I'm not rating that one highly. Out of a 1 to 10, with 10 being classic bear story, that was kind of a dud. 5 at best, maybe even a 4.
I was going to say 4.
All right. Wrapping up the drive this afternoon here on Fan Run Radio. He had to run out. That was all about. Frantic phone call. So look at some of these mock drafts. Grant Ramey over at 247 did a good job of compiling these for us. ESPN, their latest update available in the NBA draft on ESPN.com is Grant Williams at number 24 overall and number 7 among power forwards behind Duke Zion Williamson, DeAndre Hunter from Virginia, Siku Dumbuya from Guinea, Brandon Clark from Gonzaga, PJ Washington, and Rui Hachimura out of Gonzaga.
Number 24 to who?
It just says number 24 on Grant's thing. I don't know.
Nah.
But it might just be it's best available player, so he might just be ranked 24.
Gotcha.
On that thing. They've got Schofield number 33, overall number 8 among small forwards on that list. Bleacher Report has Grant going number 22 overall to the Celtics. Be pretty cool. Schofield not among the top 30, according to the Bleacher Report mock draft.
I feel like Grant would make a great Celtic.
He seems like a Celtic, doesn't he?
He does.
Sports Illustrated, SI.com, as Williams just outside the first round, going number 38 overall to the Mavericks. Okay. One pick ahead of LSU's Naz Reid, who is going to the Pelicans. Much rather see him go to the Mavs than the Pelicans, if those are the choices. Schofield not far behind in the SI mock draft, going number 45 overall to the Pistons. If Grant Williams, if he's getting back consistent second-round feedback, he might as well just come back. Sports Illustrated, easy for me to say, has Bone as part of its two-round mock draft, going number 55 overall to the Clippers.
Yeah.
About that?
I mean, it's the Clippers, but if you're Jordan Bone, and he's kind of made it clear that seems like he's going, I mean, at least it's good that he is kind of in the picture for getting drafted.
NBADraft.net has Grant going number 38 overall to the Bulls. In the second round, they've got Schofield going two picks later at 35 to the Hawks. Meanwhile, NBCSports.com, their latest mock draft, has Grant going number 27. So in the first round, to the Trailblazers, who describe Williams as, quote, an outstanding at getting to the charity stripe and is adding range to his shot. Lacks measurables will ultimately keep Williams toward the back of the first round. They don't have Schofield being drafted at all, according to NBCSports.com. So, little look at some of the mock drafts going around right now. Folks, have a great Easter weekend for Bear, Brandon, and Rick. I'm Russell Smith. Great Easter weekend. Overtime coming up next. We'll see you Monday here on The Drive. The Drive.